This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Marianne Hill. Graduate student Jonathan Schuett discusses his role with the Auditory Graph Project.
So the psychology side of the Auditory Graphs Project and similar projects is that a big part of it is having, when we're creating new software or new technologies, it's important to realize the abilities and the limitations of the users that we're creating it for. So, for instance, with the auditory graphs, you know, if I was just to draw you some lines on a piece of paper and tell you it's a graph, it really wouldn't mean much to you unless it had some context to it. You would want some labels for the different axes and kind of an understanding of what this line I'm drawing you means. And the same thing applies with auditory graphs in the sense that we could create a bunch of sounds that are representing data, but if those sounds don't have meaning, then if there's no context to it, it's still just as useless as not being able to see a graph. So some of the things that we look at doing is giving different data points and different pieces of information their own unique sounds, whether it's using different timbres. So it could sound like a piano, or it may sound like a violin. It may sound like something more artificial, like just a beep or a tick, something kind of just computer generated. And those all have different representations and meanings within some of the graphs we create and other types of information that we try to present using sound. Part of what I'm actually currently working on for my project is looking at which options offer us the most information. It's kind of my background with auditory perception, kind of my focus here and my interests. So I'm looking at different things that we can use, such as which instrument sounds we may want to use, or different pitch settings, you know, how frequency changes do we want to represent time changing on the graph, things like that.
So it's which options are packaged.
Yeah, it's kind of like creating a cookbook, really. We have all these different ingredients, and kind of throughout the history of sonifications, some things work better than others, and there's been a lot of studies that show in specific scenarios, you know, maybe we want to use this versus that. So for auditory graphs, we're kind of trying to figure out maybe if we should have some limitations.
For more information on this and other projects of the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab, go to their website at http://sonify.psych.gatech.edu. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Dr. Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditory and multimedia interfaces incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this month's Assistive Tech. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Marianne Hill.